Heyo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host, Jack, and with me today we have got
Alex
and Callie.
Hey, thank you both so much for coming today.
Of course. Anytime, Jack.
Awesome. Yeah, literally.
Thank you. Yeah, you two are LMT. We've had quite a few LMT people on the show lately.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's nice. I think we had Veronica and Emily last week. Then we had like Gunho, Laura and Liam. A lot of people.
Nice. I love the crossover.
It's a fun crossover. Time. It's good. It's awesome working on our show. Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Very, very fun. It is. The weather is so weird lately. That's all that's been on my mind is just how like cold and constant snow.
That one day that we had the big snowfall, I have to dig my car out. It took me 45 minutes and two people pushing me out of the parking lot. That was ridiculous.
I was watching, I'm on like the 15th floor and I have a window right here, and I was just watching all day people get stuck on the street behind me.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
Yeah. It's first like, I'm from Sarnia, a very small town. And so it's weird. I'm seeing like actual like city snow removal, like the massive things going down the sidewalk with like the trucks.
You guys don't have plows in Sarnia?
We have plows, but we don't have like the huge industrial like snow blowers.
I keep
seeing those going around.
I'm from Collingwood and we have like plows, but not like in the city.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Cool. They just had I just saw this today on the 402, which was like right next to Sarnia. There was one of like the snow dump trucks hit like an overpass. I guess was too high. It went like right through the overpass.
The way, if I was that driver, I would sue. I'd be getting my money. I can tell you that much.
I got a truck hits overpass. Can't find it. I just saw it today. Oh no, is that it? I don't know. Sarnia, it was in Sarnia. Truck gets overpass 402. There it is. Yeah, it happened like yesterday. Oh wow, yeah. Just straight up hit the overpass.
Of course.
I feel like it's so crazy. Ooh. The winter accidents that we get. Like it snows every year. I don't understand why we have these accidents every year.
Are we not getting better? Like,
you know it's coming. Exactly.
the day of the heavy snowfall, I went to this like convenience store right near my place, and on like the corner of University and King, I just saw like a bunch of flashing lights, and I saw them tow a car, and there was obviously some sort of accident, and I had the same thought of like, people haven't learned
every year, guys,
how to drive in the snow.
Ridiculous.
Oh, it's fun because my birthday's in October. I like learned how to drive in the snow.
Oh yeah.
So it was very like, it was a rough start.
That's literally how mine was. My birthday's in February and my dad was so adamant about making sure I could drive in the snow. He's like, I'm taking you out. I don't care if you spin, it's fine, we're going out. I was like, okay.
I remember so specifically when I was doing my driving lessons, the first day we had a big snowfall, I called my driving instructor and I was like, hey, you need to teach me how to do this because this was so terrifying.
Yeah.
And he made me go as fast as I could without like slipping. And he was like, now fix it.
Now fix it.
For sure. But honestly, it really did help. You just have to get to the situations in which you're not in control and
yeah. Remember I did the in class stuff over the winter break, and so most of my like in the car stuff was in the spring. And there was the day where they take you onto like a gravel road and they just have you like slam on the brakes and see how long it takes to stop. We did that one in the rain, and so it took even longer to stop.
Yeah.
And it was just like gliding for a solid like 5 seconds until we came to a gentle stop.
That That is so scary. I know they have to teach you this stuff, but it's terrifying as like a 16-year-old to be put in that situation.
Exactly. Oh, man. Oh, it's good. I have, right off the bat, I have a funny story from like last weekend. And it happened like right before I recorded last week's episode, and then I totally forgot to talk about it. We'll talk about it this week. I was on Facebook, and my mom posted a picture of, I guess she was FaceTiming my sister. My sister is about 5 years older than I am, so she's out of the house. She's in like London. And the picture was like my sister had put her cat on the FaceTime, and then my mom had put one of our cats on the FaceTime. So it's funny how my sister and her partner have a cat, Mitski, and then we have several cats. And then, but the caption is what caught my eye. And the caption was like, Fuzzy FaceTiming with Mitski while Mitski's mom's recover from COVID in London. And then I texted my mom and I was like, does Madeline have COVID? And her exact words were, whoops, forgot to tell you, call me. And so I FaceTimed her and she told me about my sister getting COVID.
So, yeah, oh my gosh.
I laughed a lot that I found out about that through Facebook.
Yeah,
that is so funny.
Yeah, and they are totally fine. It just was really funny to me.
That's so how it is. That's how my sisters are both older than me. And I will just know nothing about their lives. And then like once a month, I get a little update. Like my one sister, she gets a new job. I hear nothing about it. My other sister's trying to like move to England. I hear nothing about it. I'm like, you can keep me updated, you know?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, my sister got a co-op, I guess not last year, but 2 years ago. And she goes to Dalhousie. And all of a sudden, they were like, my parents were like, oh, Carly's in Toronto doing a co-op. I was like, what? I can just go to Toronto and see my sister and no one told me?
Oh, nice.
It's so ridiculous.
Oh, it's good. It's good. I got like a PCR test like right before like the winter break, sort of. I've only gotten, it was like the second one that I've gotten in the whole pandemic, and it's not fun getting the thing shoved up your nose.
Not at all. I've had four, I think three or four.
Ooh,
they're terrible.
Oof.
And I've had one rapid test.
Oh my gosh, I've never gotten a single one, which I feel like I probably should, but I just have never felt like I might have it, so I've never gotten tested. But just for the experience, I feel like I should go at least once.
If we have to, you should.
Yeah, I feel like it's fair.
Exactly. The first one that I got was when it was like pretty early pandemic. It was like that first summer of the pandemic, and my mom like woke up with a sore throat, so she went to get one, and she was like, "Do you want to come with?" And I was like, "Sure, why not? I'll get a COVID test just to say that I got a COVID test." I remember we were right like behind a girl I went to high school with in line. And she was talking to the lady like in front of her, and she was saying like, yeah, I've just been, you know, really being like locked down at home, but I want to check because I'm planning on going to visit my grandparents. Mm-hmm. And I showed my mom and I was like, that girl's been posting like party videos for like the last several months. Like, yeah. She is not quarantined at all.
I remember that at the beginning of COVID and seeing so many people just not care.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been locked down, just sitting in my house, doing my part.
Yeah. You have those people that are actually, like, partying, going on vacation. And you're like, I'm hanging out with my parents every day. So.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. People that were going on vacation. That was crazy to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If even just for the idea of, like, you might get stuck there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might not That's be able a big to thing. Back. Oh, my God. I am... When COVID hit, I was in a relationship with a girl I knew in high school, and it was not a good relationship. And she would like use COVID as an excuse to not see me and just be like,
I know the
mom's yeah, like my mom's really not comfortable with us hanging out. And I was like, okay, and it ended up in a very bad breakup. And then she had a boyfriend like a couple months later, and she was doing like several hour drives to see him, and it was a pretty funny like she is not being safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the couples that like made it through COVID, those are strong couples.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally absolutely got into a relationship during COVID. Going strong 2 years.
Mine, COVID hit, and like a month later, we were like, yeah, let's cut it.
Oh, man. I got into like another one right when it was like things were looking good in my town. It was like guys were just like we're almost out of the woods. This was October of 2020. And so then and then like a week later, it was like, no, it's bad again. Everyone stay home. Mm-hmm. And then we broke up not that long after. So that went
swimmingly.
Oh, it's funny. I'm just dropping stuff. I'm like fidgeting with stuff as I talk, and I'm just like, I've ended up with too many things in my hands.
One day I want to see Jack's whole setup because it looks intricate.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's a lot of like making stuff work. I have like 3 cups of like half drank coffee on my desk. I also got a coffee story. I am back in like late October, early November, when I got my Keurig that sits in my room that I love. I also got just like a big bag of like sugar packets, so I didn't have to have just like an open thing of sugar on my like in my room, because I knew I was gonna knock it over at some point. And I ran out of that like a couple weeks ago, so I was at like 7-Eleven and I checked and they had this like little box of like artificial sweetener packets, and I went, I'll try that. And it was good. It was like actually like it tasted good. It wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. And then I ran out of those like yesterday. And I also did like a quick Farm Boy run because I live right near a Farm Boy. And so I went there and I was like, I'll grab some while I'm here. And so they had like the stevia ones, like the actual fancy like actual stevia. And I tried that this morning in my coffee and it was not good.
Yeah, I was awful. Like, I can predict. It was disgusting.
No, it was so bad. I immediately after walked to Starbucks and got a coffee. I said, I'm not going to have that be my coffee taste of the day.
Very fair.
So I do have a full mug of coffee on my desk because I made it, took a sip and went.
Mm-mm. No.
Nope.
Are you somebody that has to like drown your coffee in sugar?
I do have quite a bit of sugar. Sugar to me is like what makes my coffee taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to drink it black. And then over time I was like, I want to try to add more flavor into it.
That's honestly actually how it happened to me. Like I started drinking my coffee black, and then I started adding sugar, and then I couldn't drink coffee black anymore. Mm-hmm. It was ruined for me. I was like, the sweet, that makes it.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm back on the black coffee just because it's convenient.
Yeah, it's fast. I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's why I got the Keurig. It's because I was home for like Thanksgiving break, and my parents got a Keurig since I moved out, and I just loved it. Just the fact that I could like within a minute have a full cup of coffee. I thought to myself, I got to get one of these. And it was like my mom, my birthday was over that reading week as well. And so my mom was like, Jack, I know that you want a better light for like your Zoom setup. I don't know what to get you. So like, here's some money, go buy yourself a light. And then my friends for my birthday got me a light for my Zoom meetings. and so I was thinking to myself, well, I got this money and I want to get a Keurig. I'm just kidding. And so I went, I got like the cheapest Keurig that I could. And so I love it so much. I asked for one of those, like, I'm going to grab it.
We're getting a visual.
Yes.
I asked for Christmas for one of these like roulette things that I can put them all in. And this was also funny because I'm going to put it over there so I don't knock it over at some point. I guess that when my mom got me that, she also got one for her and my dad. Mm. But it was, we had our Christmas on Christmas, like our actual family Christmas. And then we were all feeling okay about going to my grandparents on my mom's side. We live pretty close. Literally almost everyone was boosted at that point. I was able to sneak in a super early appointment. Right. And so we were all like, you know, like we feel good enough to have a family Christmas with a couple of the branches in the thing. And so my mom got that for my grandma to give me. And so the actual Christmas, but we did that after actual Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And so Christmas Day, my mom was like,
if there's anything you specifically asked for but didn't get, wait for your other Christmas. And then when I got it, she was like, did you laugh that we had one? And I went, yeah. I thought it was funny that you guys got one and then I got one later.
Aw.
Good time. So we can jump into the first game of the episode.
Okay.
Pretty fun. So one thing that I love is just weird technology. I just think it's so funny that we just make the weirdest things with tech. And recently there was CES, this big like tech event. So here's how the game is. I'm going to describe a new kind of tech thing. You tell me if it's a real thing that was revealed this year or it's fake and I made it up.
Okay.
This is actually going to be hard.
I think it'll be, they're weird. And it's, I love them. All right. So first thing, a smart light bulb that detects your heart rate and gives you updates on your health.
How would it know?
That's what I'm wondering. How would it know?
I'm going to say that one's fake.
Yeah, I feel like there's no way it would know. I'm also going to say it's fake.
That is 100% real.
How?
Detects. I'm trying to find like an actual like description of it. Oh, people are... I have like a few different articles open because they all have different descriptions of all the products.
My question is, are there reviews?
Oh, there it is.
Like, I want to know what in practice have worked. Yes.
How are we doing this? I need studies.
I need
Here is a description in this article. SendGold has unveiled its smart light bulb with built-in health monitoring radar technology. Benefits include sleep tracking, as well as biometric measurements such as heart rate, body temperature, and other vital signs.
Hate that.
Probably uses frequency-modulated continuous wave radar, along with AI algorithms, to help users monitor health statistics while lighting a room.
Why would anyone need that?
It's so weird. I have no idea. But
how
it's
much
so
does
weird.
This cost?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think they really have prices because they're like very new.
It's doing things, all that but... and lighting your room.
Yeah.
It's sending out waves and lighting your room.
They say the only like practical use I see they suggest is it could be for like elderly people who live alone who are like fall risks.
Okay.
They say that it could detect if you've fallen and need help. That's the thing. But yeah, that's weird, but it's real. Second product, an electric car you can charge with a normal outlet. Not like a fancy supercharger, just like a normal plug-in outlet.
Oh. I don't know how electricity works, but I feel like that would be too much.
I'm not an engineer or anything.
Yeah.
But I feel like, no. I feel like if I can't plug my mini fridge into a normal cord extender, I cannot plug a car into a normal outlet.
I agree. I can't even have my toaster oven and my Nespresso machine going at the same time in my house without the fuse going. So I feel like it has to be fake.
Well, you are both correct. That's totally fake. I made that one up.
Look at us go. We're going to be our engineer students.
Ooh, girls in STEM.
Funny enough, I do have, when my Keurig is running, like the strain lights around me flicker in my whole room.
Oh my
God.
And like my desk lamp flickers. They're on different outlets though. They just, you know, electricity. It's weird.
Yeah. I recently electrocuted myself. Don't do that, guys. It is so terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
Scary. All right. Next product, headphones with a built-in air purifier.
But
I was just like thinking,
like, air purifier, how, like, does it, like, it can't, it's not around your face. Well, I guess it is on your head, but...
purifies the air.
I feel like I could see it if it's like the big headphones, like over your ears, it's got a little filter in it. Maybe I feel like I could maybe see that one.
Honestly, you know what, I'm gonna say this is real because, first of all, very topical. Second of all, like, that's, I feel like that's not, I don't know, I feel like that's not unplausible. Like, they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just add a little air purifier?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it is real.
Yay!
100% real. It's one of those, like, it's earbuds connected to, like, a thing that sits around your neck.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, those kind of things, and the earbuds come out of it. I'll put a link in the chat.
Oh, please. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like, I think that, like, they say it's, like, for COVID stuff, and they say it's a way to help keep you safe with having clean air. I think they're wireless, too. That's pretty nice.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's not what I thought it was going to look like at all.
I don't, yeah, it's, yeah, I first heard it, I based this game off of, like, a game on a podcast that I listened to, and that was one of the products that they talked about, and the whole time I was thinking to myself, like, how does that work? How do earbuds? There was another one that, I don't have it in this game, but there was also, like, I think they unveiled, like, a pair of earbuds that dehumidify your ears.
What?
It's like it dries your ears. That I don't know how that works. I just thought it was really funny.
Also, is that good?
Like, yeah.
That's a good point. Is it?
Is that needed?
Huh.
Is that necessary?
That's a good question. Next product, a smart TV made specifically for NFTs.
You know what? I to this day don't know what that is. So
I also don't know what an NFT is. It's so weird.
The best, I heard someone describe NFTs a great way, and they just said, like, the reason why you don't understand NFTs is because you hear the explanation and you think that's so stupid, that can't possibly be how it actually works, but it is how it works. Okay. It's just that you own a photo.
Okay, that's so. I thought it was just like buying online visuals, isn't it? Like, it's like owning photos.
Exactly. Yeah, you're just owning photos.
Okay. Good. Dumb. It is that stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it is that unnecessary.
So a smart TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That only displays NFTs?
I think it supports NFTs. Mm. I don't know if it would only display NFTs.
Supports how? Supports, like, buys them for you?
I don't know. I don't know enough about NFTs to fully explain.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is not real.
I feel like it's real, but what I'm picturing is, you know, when you can get those like picture frames where it shows all your family photos, but like for NFTs. That's what I think it is, and I think it's real.
See, it is real. Okay. Company's looking to bring NFTs onto its 2022 TV lineup. It pretty much just means that, yeah, it'll display NFTs and it will help you buy NFTs. I feel like you could do that on any TV now.
Yeah.
Just connect your phone to it. Like, I could do that on my second monitor that I have. I don't know why you need a whole TV for it.
Don't you just need, like, the internet and you're good?
just go online and NFTs. Oh, it's a weird tech world that we live in.
Very.
Next product, a neural implant that allows you to listen to music without any sort of speaker device.
I'm going to say it's true because I want that.
I would also love that.
I forgot my headphones on a train ride to Toronto this weekend.
Oh.
And, like, that was the end of it. I sat there knitting.
So bored.
Knitting.
Nice.
I feel like it's true because I want it also.
So it is actually fake. But I kind of base it on real things. They make speakers that, like, don't actually make noise. It just kind of sends it straight to your brain. And they unveiled some of those. I don't know how those work, but they just, like, I'll look that up too. CES, like, no, I have no idea how it possibly works. But it's literally, it just, like, sends it to your brain.
Sends it straight into your mind.
Oh, so what you're saying is that I have Bluetooth up here. I just need to access it.
Exactly.
Yes. Apparently.
Yeah, I don't know.
Built-in Bluetooth? Stop it.
Okay, we got a few products left. Next one, a Keurig type machine that can recreate any drink.
Oh, this is. I feel like I've seen this. I don't know why I feel like I've seen this. If I say this is real and this is fake, I'm going to feel really stupid. But I'm going to say it's real.
I feel like I'm going to say it's real just because I want it to be also.
It is unfortunately fake.
What?
I did make it up. I kind of base it on like, you can get like individual stuff like that for different things, but I don't think that there's one that makes everything, is what I was thinking.
I feel
there
like
was a while that.
I feel like I saw this thing and it was like, it was almost like a tech bartender type deal.
Those things.
Yeah, you put in like all your alcohols, like you just attach the bottles somehow,
so cool.
And then it makes all these different drinks, and it's so cool. And I want one, but it's probably $10,000.
Yeah.
Keurig had for a while. I don't know what happened to it. I'm looking it up. Keurig had like, they had like it was like a coffee machine, but for soda, and you like it actually was like partnered like with Coca-Cola.
Oh,
and it like, would give you, yeah, and they just like discontinued it after a few years.
Wouldn't that just be like a soda stream type deal?
I guess, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's a good point.
To me, it sounds like what it is a soda stream, but with pods instead of the big jugs of.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Which like single serve. Would be sick.
That would be really sick. You just like put in the syrup kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, I'm into that. They need to bring that
love
back.
That. Yeah. All right, next product. A portable record player.
This, yes.
I
feel like
how portable is portable?
Because I have a Crossley that I can fold up and it looks like a briefcase.
Yeah.
That's what I have over there in the corner. It's like, I think it's like one of those, but you can like play it as you go.
I don't see why that couldn't be real. Like just, it just needs some sort of battery.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
It is real. Yeah.
Oh.
I just don't know why, like, why you would use that over, like, your phone. You know what I mean? It looked like a boombox in the photo.
That's with like, the record on top, or?
I think it was inside. I think it's like one of the briefcase things, but it can play it. I was just thinking, like, I don't know why you would carry that around when you can carry around, like, your phone.
Yeah.
Because you want to look all cool with the boombox.
That's a good point.
Really hit. Over the shoulder. I just feel like you're asking to break it. If you're putting a record in there and then traveling with it.
Okay, and then last product. It is a machine. It's for stress relief, and it nibbles on your finger.
I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
No, there's no way. Yeah. I feel like if there were something to be happening with your hands and like stress relief, it has to do with like pressure points and something. Mm. But the word I would use to describe that kind of thing is not nibble. So
fake. It is 100% real. And it's weird.
I need a link.
I'm gonna read.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send a link. It's the first product in this article.
Okay.
And I'm gonna read the description for this thing. Tokyo-based robotic startup Yukai Engineering unveiled its Amagami Ham Ham, a plushie that nibbles on your finger. Yep, you read it right. The robot is designed to recreate the somewhat pleasing sensation that people get when human babies, I love that it specified human there, and pet animals softly bite on their fingers. The robot uses a special algorithm, Hamgorithm, to randomly select from 24 nibbling patterns to keep users interested. And then there's a quote from the CMO. Most people like the nibbling sensation, but know that they need to teach their children or pets to stop it because kids or animals will otherwise bite them with full force eventually. Amagami Ham Ham is a robot that frees humankind from the conundrum of whether to pursue or not to pursue the forbidden pleasure, said Yukai Engineering CMO Tsubasa Tominaga, who came up with the idea for the robot during the company's hackathon.
Dude.
I don't know why this exists.
First of all, the way that thing looks is not okay.
Yeah.
Looks like an animal. It looks like a cat, and you're just sticking your finger in its mouth.
So freaky.
I hated the word choice of whatever. It was like 24 nibbling patterns.
Dozen nibbling patterns to keep that the users
phrase,
interested.
I hated that.
Hated that.
It has an algorithm. It has 24.
this is like, I when you first said it, I was like, no way it's real, because what does that, but I know some people do kind of like when animals like like when puppies and stuff like that like lightly bite on their hands.
I do understand. I just don't support it.
Yeah,
it's not a big enough issue to warrant having a whole product for
it. Oh my gosh. Alex, did you scroll down and look at the video of it?
No.
I love it. It's
oh my god,
so
There's a little like gif of it actually nibbling, I suppose.
Nibbling.
It's terrible.
Oh no. So
it's like a stuffed animal and you just stick your finger in its mouth.
That so much.
Oh my god. That is oh, it's so funny. Terrible. So weird. That's what I love. I love just weird technology. Just putting tech in stuff that does not need to have tech in it.
Yeah.
Oh man. I have a one wheel. That's my weird piece of tech. I'll put in the chat like what a one wheel is.
Okay, I was like, I don't know what that is.
It's an electric unicycle, to put it simply.
Oh.
Cool.
I love this thing.
Do you like actually ride it? Like, am I gonna see Jack
rolling
down the streets of Waterloo one day on a battery powered unicycle? Because I would pay good money to see.
I put the Wikipedia link, and there is a photo there of it. Oh, I love it. It's so much fun.
Oh,
okay.
I have seen these. Okay, so cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen these.
Yeah. Oh, I love them. I think. It is like very weird, but it's a lot of fun.
Is it sort of like, do you ride it like a Segway? Like you have to like lean?
I think we're losing Callie's.
I don't know if my internet just cut out.
Yeah. Oh, you're back. You're sort of back.
Did my internet cut out? Okay.
Yeah, it was a little choppy there for a second.
Sorry about that. I was asking if you ride it like a Segway, like you have to lean into it and stuff.
Yeah, it's like you stand on it like a skateboard, like you're facing kind of like that, or like a snowboard, and then you just you lean the direction. They liken it to a snowboard, and I see how you get that feel, because you're kind of like your front foot's like to go, and it's almost like you're carving with your back foot. Mm-hmm. It's very like, once you get the hang of it, it's a lot of fun, and it's surprisingly easy to get the hang of.
That's cool.
Like it's.
Once I mean, it has a pretty big wheel, so I feel like
it's
not too hard.
It does, yeah. The photo is of like, that's like the bigger one, and then I have the smaller one, because the smaller one was the only one that I could like justify spending the money on, because they are a lot of money.
Oh my god.
I think it has like, it has a top speed of like 25 kilometers an hour.
That's and actually pretty good.
I usually am going like 20, and it's... That's crazy. I've only wiped out once.
Oh no.
So I was going pretty slow.
I feel like I always see people on those just going up and down King Street.
Yeah.
And I feel like the hill on King Street would be amazing for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's funny because with hills.
Sorry, I was just saying that there's like the battery powered skateboards. I see a lot of people, or like longboards. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people on
Those are really cool. Yeah. They do warn about, like, it's funny, with the one wheel, you get, like, pushback. Like, if you go too fast, it just starts, like, tipping up. And then if you keep pushing against it, it'll literally just slam against the ground and throw you off. And it's, I don't know why it does that, but they always say, like, here's, like, its limits. Don't push it beyond the limits. Like, when you start feeling pushback, fight it, because then you're going to hurt yourself. And... they say that with hills, because it's like an electric motor, when you go downhill, it kind of like gains some battery back. So they say like, don't go downhill on a full charge, because then you're going to gain too much battery and you'll get that pushback. So uphill is good to start. And I live like, back in my hometown, I literally live like on a hill. And so I'll just go up the hill a couple times.
I love that safety feature. Just like, if you go too hard, it will throw you off the board.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Every like, there's a lot of like one wheel, like influencers, and they all say like, don't fight the pushback. They all say like, your instinct is to fight the pushback. Do not fight the pushback. It's like, because like the big ones go like 30 kilometers an hour, and that is where like you're really gonna hurt yourself. But oh man,
do you have to wear a helmet?
I do. Like, yeah, yeah. They recommend like
legal.
I think it's street legal. Yeah, they recommend like the whole like elbow pads and stuff. I don't really have elbow pads. I used to have a helmet. But they say that too. They say like you'll see like pro skaters and even like average bikers not wear helmets. They say like if you're on a one wheel, wear a helmet because you're going really fast and you will hurt yourself.
Oh wear my a helmet. Gosh.
Oh man. Checking my. I had a weird thing like really early this morning, like slash kind of late last night. I think I had my first case of sleep paralysis last night. I've never had it before. I have a friend back from high school and she literally has nightmares like every night. Mm-hmm. And she has horrible sleep paralysis sometimes. And I've never had sleep paralysis. I've had nightmares. Mm-hmm. But it was literally like I was kind of like on my stomach. So I didn't see anything, but I heard stuff. I had like almost like audio hallucinations. Oh my God.
I'm freaking out.
It was really creepy. And it was like, you know, when like wake up from a nightmare and you think like I could fall back asleep right now, but I'm worried I'm going to slip back into the nightmare. So I'm just going to play on my phone for a bit. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I did.
Yeah. What did you hear?
I heard like,
oh my gosh, I'm scared.
It sounded like someone like came into my room and they were like growling and they just came up like right next to my ear.
Oh,
and it was creepy. And it was kind of like, I wasn't totally sure what was going on. I literally like, I have just like, I usually make notes of just like funny stuff that happens to me in the week to talk about. I made that note like 20 minutes, like before we started. Cause I went, oh my God, that was sleep paralysis. That wasn't a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I thought I woke up and I was like, that was a bad nightmare. And then I was like, oh, that might've been sleep paralysis actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
It was a creepy time. Not being able to move.
I've definitely never had sleep paralysis, knocking on wood. But I've had friends who've had it. And I actually didn't know what sleep paralysis was until like 2 years ago. I'd never heard of it before. And now it's one of my biggest fears.
I know. Yeah. It's always been like, oh, just so terrifying to me.
Yeah.
I think the closest thing I've had to like sleep paralysis is that my brain creates things so easily in the dark. Like I'll see something on a chair and I'm like, oh, that's a person with an axe in their hand. And then I end up slipping into a sleep where I'm dreaming about what's in my room.
Oh.
And it's because my brain, dude, it likes to mess with me a lot on things like that. Yeah. It just likes to scare me sometimes. And it's that kind of stuff is so crazy. And I can't imagine what my brain would do if I was having sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
When I if I'm like walking around and it's really snowing and like the collar of like my winter coat gets all wet, I'll hang it up on like the handle of my shower. And then I'll keep walking into my bathroom and scaring the crap out of myself because I just see like a person in the shower.
Yeah.
That all the time.
Ooh, I've done that with my room. I changed. I used to hang all my coats on the back of my door. But it was too much. Like at night, I just look forward and it's just a big like wall of darkness. And I was like, I can create anything with that. So I had to actually change the way my coats are.
Oh no. Oh yeah. It's creepy. The dark is
the dark
fun.
Is a scary place.
It's one of my biggest fears.
Me too. Same. I am 20 years old and I am not ashamed to say that the dark. Terrifying.
100%.
Yeah, not ashamed at all. Mm-hmm.
When I sleep, I actually don't turn off the screen lights in my room. I leave them on.
That's
because I like having some light in my room.
I leave a light on in my room every night too.
I usually 100%. Buy like night lights to go in my hallways and stuff so that if I'm get up in the middle of the night, it's not pitch black. Just those little wall guys.
Mm-hmm. I think we just usually have like our kitchen light on. Our place is pretty small too, so it's not like not really much of a hallway, just like out the door and there's my kitchen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's creepy.
I don't get people who can just keep their whole house and whole bedroom pitch black. while they sleep.
No, don't like it. Don't like it. There's like I said, I'm pretty high up in my building out there. Check on it. I've been watching them. They're taking a crane down, like all the way over there. And I've just been like watching them all day take this crane down. Cause I've always wondered, how do they build cranes? And then I walked by them like putting one up pretty recently. And so I've just been like watching them take this one down all day. It's awesome.
That's actually crazy. That's something I've never thought about. Like a lot of construction stuff even, but cranes specifically, I don't think I've ever seen one being put up or taken down. I just see it there.
Yeah.
And then one day it's gone.
And then it's gone. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while, I can see like 5 cranes at like any given time for me, because they're always building these buildings like down there. And every once in a while I'll look out and I'll see one like moving and carrying something. And I'm just like, oh, awesome. I love it. I just watch it. I watch it slowly play stuff and I just go, yes.
Why buy a TV when you have construction right outside your window?
Of course. Yeah. I don't need an NFT TV. I can just watch that. I feel like I had a funny NFT story, but I can't remember it. Nope, can't remember it. It's totally gone. I had it and then I totally lost it. There is this week back in my hometown, speaking of Sarnia, I talked about on the show before how much I dislike my hometown. This week there is, you might have heard about this, there's a big trucker convoy going through my hometown. They're doing like the slow roll. They're fighting for freedom. They're fighting against the mandates.
I just saw that today.
Yeah. I think it's because Sarnia is a border city. Sarnia has the border right there.
Yeah.
I see. I was wondering like, why'd they choose Sarnia out of every, like, I think if they're going to Ottawa, but they specifically were like, we're going to do a slow roll through Sarnia. And I was thinking to myself, like, why? I was like, I know they're going to get a lot of support in Sarnia because Sarnia sucks.
Yep.
we are a border city, I guess.
It's the small towns, man.
Yeah.
Woo. Small towns.
Yeah.
I remember I went to Sarnia one time. I don't want to hate on Sarnia, but went to Sarnia.
Please do.
I went to Sarnia one time for like a soccer tournament. And I remember everybody was so excited. We're like, we're going to Sarnia. And I thought it was like near America. So I was like, oh, it's going to be like really cool. And then we pulled up and it was just kind of farmy. And I was like,
it's very, very farmy.
I was like, oh, this isn't America. I was so confused.
Yeah.
Sarnia is so flat, such like a flat city. Whenever me and my dad like go camping and we're driving, we're just like, oh my God, we're in hills. Like we're driving up and down hills. How cool is that? Because Sarnia has nothing at all.
It has nothing to offer.
It is like, when you think about like border crossings into like America, Sarnia is like the last one that you think of. Because you think like Niagara Falls or Windsor.
Yeah.
And then you go like, what's Sarnia? Like where is that?
I feel like it's really far north. Like it has like a north name, but then it's not north.
No, it's very south. Yeah. It's right next to Chemical Valley.
Oh.
Fun fact. It's literally just, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a valley full of chemical plants.
Oh.
We are an oil town.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, fun. Sarnia. It's like Sarnia kids are more likely to get asthma than other kids in Canada.
What?
because you grew up next to this. I wonder if I could find that article.
Do you have asthma, Jack?
I don't actually, no. I have pretty decent lungs, so I'm surprised.
Could beat the odds.
Beat the odds.
It's my band kid days.
Yes.
So, you know, alto sax.
Oh yeah.
His lungs working.
Yeah, that's it. Just found that by the age of 10, nearly 24% of children in Sarnia were diagnosed with asthma, compared to 21% in Windsor and 17% in London. I didn't realize it was that much.
That's a high percentage.
Oh my Lord! I'll put that article in the chat.
That is nuts.
I think it was 20. Oh, what year was it? Oh, I can't. There we go. No, that's the wrong link. I think it was. I gotta find what year I'm thinking of. There was a different study. don't remember what year. It was either, I think it was old. Yeah, in 2018, Sarnia was named the second highest city in Canada for the rate of hate crimes.
Oh my gosh.
That's a real stat that we have.
Well, Sarnia is just trash.
Something happens and I'm like, that's such a Sarnia thing to happen. Last year, just kept finding bodies. They were like, we don't know why, but we just keep finding bodies in Sarnia. And people were like, why? And they went, we don't know. We're trying to figure it out.
Murder.
I'm trying to think of what else bad things have happened in Sarnia lately. RMP has been in the news several times for not good reasons. We have a conservative MP. She was in the news a few years back for... She was the MP where she wrote like an anti-marijuana poem and then she read it in the House of Commons. She also voted against banning conversion therapy last year. That was her other claim to fame. So yes, you know Sarnia.
And Sarnia voted her in.
Yeah, Sarnia voted her in a second time last summer.
So crazy. That's such a crazy take. My God.
It is, yeah. It was the my family was pretty involved. It was a family friend who ran for the NDP in Sarnia, and it wasn't that far actually. It was surprisingly close of the race. He was like the second top voted, and I do think that was partially because Sarnia had a decent amount of PPC voters this year. Because Sarnia is a big anti-masker town. So there was a lot of PPC, but yeah. Sarnia.
I feel like that's why the truckers are stopping there. Because
exactly. Yeah.
They're like, go-to spot, we're hitting up Sarnia.
What a classic. So we can go into the second game of the episode.
Yes, I'm ready. That first one blew my mind.
Yeah. So when thinking about movies... The three of us like movies, big on movies. There's a big trend in the 21st century of reboots, movie reboots. So the game is I'm going to mention like a movie or might be like a franchise that had a reboot in the 21st century in the last 22 years. You're going to guess what year the reboot was made. Oh. I'll say like closest year gets a point. Whoever gets the closest to you gets a point.
Alex, you're going to crush this.
Am I? I might be showing how terrible of a film student I am in this.
So the first movie is Ghostbusters. When did the Ghostbusters reboot come out? And I am talking about like the Melissa McCartney reboot.
Okay. I was like, trick question.
Okay. I am 90% sure that was when... we were still in high school, like when I was still in high school. So I'm going to say 2018.
I'm trying to think. I was feeling either 2018 or 2019. Because I remember it was when I was in university, I feel like. I might also do 2018.
So the reboot came out in 2016.
Dang it.
Oh, what?
A bit earlier. Yeah. That was my first year in high school, was 2016. When I started.
That's crazy. Whoa.
I would have also been in high school at the time. I was like, I was in university.
Good first round. Second one, Karate Kid. What did the Karate Kid reboot? Jackie Chan, Jaden Smith. I saw this one in theaters.
Yeah.
I think I actually have seen a couple of these in theaters.
I used to love that film, man.
Yeah.
So much. When was it, though, that I was in love with that film?
I'm going to go just with what I feel in my gut and say 2008. I don't know if it's right at all, but...
I'm going to say 2009.
It is 2010.
Damn.
Pretty close. Pretty good. Not bad. Next one. Scooby-Doo. I'm looking for the year that the live-action Scooby-Doo movie came out. Scooby-Doo Spooky Island.
Like Sarah Michelle Gellar.
An amazing movie. Sarah Michelle Gellar, Freddie Prinze Jr. Oh, man. Prinze, I think, yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. Matthew Lillard. Love this movie. I've seen it many times.
I feel like that was, like, definitely... I remember watching it when I was very young, like very young. So I'm gonna say 2002. No, I'm gonna say 2001.
I've definitely never seen it, but I know it's like early 2000s. I'm going to say 2002.
Scooby-Doo came out 2002.
Dang it!
Well done. Nice. Almost had it. Almost had it. You know what else debuted in 2002? I did. I was born in 2002.
Oh my gosh.
Way back.
Next one. This one's sort of a sequel, sort of a reboot, because it came out a ways after the first one. When did Mean Girls 2 come out?
Oh, I
did not know Mean Girls 2 existed until today.
I did, and I purposely never watched it. It looks terrible. Mean Girls itself came out in like... God,
I don't even know. I gotta look up when Mean Girls came out. I'll give you that. I'll tell you when Mean Girls 1 came out 2004.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. So I'm gonna say that Mean Girls 2 came out in like 2008.
I'm gonna say, I feel like I have seen Mean Girls 2. Ooh, that's not worth the watch. I'm gonna say 2012.
Mean Girls 2 came out. I lost the date. I got to find it. Mean Girls 2 came out 2011.
Ah.
Yeah, pretty okay. Close. I looked through the cast. I only recognize two people in the cast. Tim Meadows is in it.
Oh.
That's a surprisingly big name. And Jennifer Stone, she was Harper in Wizards of Waverly
Place. Oh my God, I love her.
That's what I recognize her from. Okay, we got a few more. Next one, rebooted franchise is Spider-Man, and we're looking for specifically the year that the first Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movie came out. He's my favorite Spider-Man.
He's my favorite.
Ooh. Love him.
Toby's my favorite.
I feel that.
Ah, amazing Spider-Man.
I feel like I've seen it somewhere recently, so I'm just gonna say what's coming to my head and say 2012.
I feel like that makes sense. I'm going to say 2012.
It was 2012.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
Nailed it. Yeah. 10 years after Toby's came out.
Oh my God.
That's really crazy. And yeah, honestly, yeah. I didn't think about it until I was seeing all of their ages and I was like, damn, Toby's getting old.
Yeah. It is funny. It's like, I keep saying to people, like, we're the perfect age. We're like, we've seen like all three Spider-Men like in perfect times.
Yeah.
Like when we're like, yet older and now we're with Tom's and it's awesome. I love it.
It is. It's nice.
So next one, I am looking for what year did the reboot of Fame come out?
Oh, you had to do this to us.
I haven't seen the reboot or the original. I remember seeing trailers for the reboot. I remember like being in a movie theater and my dad being like, oh, they're making a new Fame movie. And I was like, cool. I'm too young to know what that is.
It's crazy because I've actually never seen the film. I've only ever seen stage productions of it.
Mm-hmm. You've never seen the original?
No.
I've watched it right before the audition because I was like, oh, I got to prepare. And then it wasn't the same at all. So it was a waste of time.
Completely different thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the reboot. I know the poster looks super modern.
Mm-hmm. That's the poster, yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, the poster is so beautiful. But I'm going to say I'm going to say 2011.
I was, I don't know if I'm too late now. I was thinking 2015. I feel like that might be too late, but I'm going to stick with it.
Wait, can I change my answer? I'm going to say 2013. That was my original answer, but yeah.
Came out in 2009.
What?
Yeah.
It looks so new.
It looks so new.
I then got to wondering, I remember seeing a trailer for it in a theater. I wonder what movie I was watching. I think I've nailed it down. I just gotta double check like the date. Because I do think I actually know what movie I was watching in theaters when I saw it. Was it early? I think it was. I'm pretty sure that I saw the trailer for Fame right before watching the second Transformers movie.
Oh yeah. Nice.
I gotta be honest, I love the live action Transformers movies. And I know that they have like no plot, but they just look so cool. They look so cool. Yeah. You're watching all the cars transform. Remember my dad was in Chicago when they were filming like the third one there? And they said that they actually had like giant models of a lot of like the parts of the robots.
That's so cool.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, the editing. One. Oh, sorry. The editing on Transformers is like amazing. I don't know who did that.
It looks so good. It just looks so good. Oh, I love it so much. The last one. When did the iCarly reboot come out?
I know this one. I just watched it.
I haven't seen it yet. I've heard it's actually like very good. I've heard people say that it's a legitimately good reboot.
Yeah, I really liked it. I was actually talking to a friend about it today. And he said that it looked too much like the original in the sense that like they still kind of act like kids, which I just don't know. Like, I think that they grew up a lot and it's different. Anyways, 2021.
I'm going to have to say 2021 because you were so confident about that.
You are correct. That was my little trick question I tried to squeeze in there. It was 2021.
Yeah.
I tried to see if any reboots. I don't think any reboots have come out yet in 2022. There are probably reboots planned for 2022.
Mm-hmm. Tons.
I guess like the Batman, would that be a reboot?
Oh, yeah.
Reboot. A really great reboot that I think is actually going to kill it that's coming out is How I Met Your Father.
Mm. Oh, I did see that. And I was, yeah, I'm unsure about that. I probably will check it out.
I just love Hilary Duff to no end. And if this is how she makes her comeback.
That's a good point.
I'll be happy. Well,
I did find a list of the reboots coming out in 2022. Scream. Mm.
Yes.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ooh.
The Batman. There's that that like Buzz Lightyear movie coming out where he's voiced by Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. Oh. Love him.
That'll be cool. Cheaper by the Dozen?
No Ooh. Way.
My best they friend just... is so obsessed with Cheaper by the Dozen. She just looked at me. We're like, ah! Oh my
God. I just thought they announced like that the Percy Jackson Disney Plus series has been officially greenlit.
Ooh.
And it's directed by James Bobin, who also directed like Jason Segel's Muppet movie.
Oh my God.
And I saw that and I was like, it's going to be so good. I'm so ready. I have like Percy Jackson books on my shelf.
Oh my God.
I'm still ready.
I love Percy Jackson.
Pumped for that. So good. Oh, it's going to be awesome. Yeah. I think that is all the time that we have this week. Thank you both so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a great time.
Yeah, thank you. This has been so much fun.
And we'll see everyone next week.
Yeah.